What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In Las Vegas, there's been an incident of hogging the nacho cheese rage, which led to violence. We'll get to that during the news, the rest of the news right now with Courtney. But first, locally, a debate about metal detectors in schools.
Yeah, Revere is thinking of going to metal detectors at their high school, and teachers sounded off about it Monday night after recent brawls have broken out at the school. So it's a whole safety movement that they're trying to put in place, but metal detectors is a part of it. Here's one teacher speaking at the meeting from BZ.
I have been hit. I have been sexually harassed. I have been tripped. I have been verbally assaulted. I've broken up weekly fights. Yeah, just about every week for years.
Teachers got the hottest job. Metal detectors, great idea, because you know what else it solves? And we talk about this all the time, which leads to, you know, maybe fights and other crazy behavior. What's the biggest thing we want out of the schools?
You say phones.
Phones. So if you have metal detectors, then there's no parent who goes, well, my kid needs a phone just in case there's a shooter who comes in to call me and let me know. Now you'll be able to say, hey, we got metal detectors. Now we could take the phones away from the kids. Yep. You won't have to have this concern of like, well, what happens if a shooter comes in? Because guess what? You won't have to worry about those things. The life of me, I see teachers, you know, my 1 year at Brockton, which was a hell of a year, I see those teachers and that have to deal with some of the kids. And some of these kids, they come from environments where they're just, this is the way they brought up. There's no real home training. And they're like, even I knew this Revere thing was going on. And it's crazy that, so at least put them in a safer mindset that maybe a kid's not bringing a knife into school or something like that.
And Greg, I have an idea, fully serious. So you remember after horrific events, whether it was the One Fund or the fund after 9/11, we do an annual national fundraiser where the biggest celebrities, the biggest people do a one-day event where Americans donate to protecting our kids, that we fund it through the generosity and the philanthropy of the American people.
Yeah, I like it.
And you get it done that, because everybody's going to say, how are you going to pay for it?
Bingo.
We have money to pay for everything.
Right.
We're currently housing thousands and thousands of people on your pay. So we can do it.
Right.
Don't ever say that we can't do it.
Right. Yeah.
That's
a good idea, Curtis. I like that.
Thank you.
Because you know what? They'll send $1 billion to another country that's having issues, but they'll complain about, well, we don't have no money to put up metal detectors.
We have a Mercedes that's transporting people right now that have never lived here before. We can figure this out.
We have a very creepy story, and there's video to go along with it.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Washington, D.C. police are looking for a man who was caught on a local woman, Catherine Baker's, surveillance camera. The man was in her driveway performing a sex act on himself with a cucumber.
Oh, my God.
I saw this.
With a cucumber?
With a cucumber.
Was it one of those mini ones? Or was it a full size?
Dale here.
I saw this video.
So if you're watching on Twitch, you can see the act begin. This is a family show, so we don't need to show the entire act.
What kind of morning.
What kind of dressing? Was it like Italian or
I think it was creamy.
Jeez.
This video is classic.
Is it classic?
Yes. Have you seen the full video?
Yes, I have.
When he comes to the front of the car, at first I'm like, is this like a Uber Eats thing?
Wait a minute. So he had, like, it was an emergency. He had to do it at that time.
Yep.
Lowers his pants and then does his thing with the cucumber.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. We can hear from Catherine Baker, whose house this took place at.
I was so disgusted and freaked out. I want people, I want my neighbors to know and keep an eye out for this person. I want parents to be mindful. There's a lot of kids.
Well, I guess we know how this man likes his salad prepared.
My God.
That's okay. That's fine.
That's a funny
I didn't
one.
Say it. No. I didn't say the full thing.
No.
Could you say this guy was in a pickle?
No.
I mean, does the urge hit you that bad? That you need
I don't
to
think
go...
he's well.
See, Greg, have you seen the whole video?
No, I have not. I don't want to, actually.
Yeah, I'm all good.
It is classic. Yeah. Classic funny.
Okay.
Weird. Oh.
Okay. Very weird.
Uh-huh.
Myron Bully, a 47-year-old convenience store clerk in Las Vegas, was arrested after he allegedly beat a man with a baseball bat after the customer took too much nacho cheese.
Mm.
So Bully said that the guy came into his store, got the nachos, and was starting to put too much nacho cheese on top.
Wasn't going
to
be enough for everybody else? Or there's a limit? I didn't realize there was a limit in a convenience store when it comes to how much of the fake cheese that you can put on.
Well, it runs out. It's somebody who, when I was in college, there was like a quick trip. I can't remember what it was at the time. Right across the street from the dorm. So when we got back late night and we had none to eat, we went there and the nacho cheese, and it runs out. And when you go back and you want nachos and you got no cheese, hey, things can get a little hairy.
Well, Bully said that he kicked the guy out of the store, told him to leave, and then the guy came back and said, no, I want these nachos.
Yeah.
Doesn't really seem like the guy was doing anything illegal or wrong or anything like that. Yeah. That's when the bat came out. The victim, sadly, is suffering from two brain bleeds.
Jesus.
His injuries are life-threatening. But what a crazy story. 911 got called by somebody that was outside the store. It was a convenience store attached to a gas station who was pumping their gas and saw the beatdown happen.
Jesus.
Emergency top five convenience store food items.
Number five.
I would argue that the Cumberland Farms pizza is at the top of the list. I don't know if anybody has given it a try.
I've never given it a try.
No, that is the most shocking thing I have ever heard Greg Hill say.
Very, very good.
Oh.
Very, very good.
But I've had the nachos from, like, convenience stores.
Which one, though? You got to name the brand.
What do you mean?
Like 7-Eleven.
Tedeschi's.
I told you, I don't remember what it was. And they were actually pretty good because you could spread the cheese out how you wanted, a little bit on the bottom, then on the top.
For me, it's not even a question. It's not a food item. It is a drink. But the 7-Eleven Big Gulp will forever be the best.
Speaking of 7-Eleven, how do you feel about the glizzies, Shime?
I have never in my life eaten a gas station glizzy.
Lie.
Not a lie.
Lie.
The only things I ever buy at gas stations are sodas, Slurpees.
And cucumbers.
No. Or candy.
Greg, you might be the only one in this world. I've never eaten any gas station food.
Oh, get out of here.
I haven't, besides the nachos.
It's not a gas station. It's, first of all, Cumberland Farms.
Oh, whatever.
It's a convenience
store. Yeah, 7-Eleven store 24.
I mean, they do have some of them have gas stations.
I have been tempted by the convenience store taquitos, but I've never had one.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever been to Wawa?
I have.
I've never been, but people rave about
the food
there.
Is that the one in D.C.?
Philly.
Yep.
They have some good food there.
Sandwiches are fantastic.
Yeah, I haven't tried anything, but I did hear.
I love relatable Greg.
The Wawa's, which are like, I believe, Maryland, D.C. area, and I traveled through them before, where they say that they have some really, really good food.
Can I ask a question about nachos? Because that was the story here. Are you guys okay with everything on the side but cheese and protein?
No.
What do you mean on the side?
So when you order a big plate of nachos.
Yep.
You mean as a group?
As a group.
Back to your early discussion.
Right.
Group of people. You're not
at Cumbie's by myself.
Okay.
I'm going
You're not like Shime and you're going by yourself full plate of nachos.
Right. And I'm not taking half to go.
Okay.
If you order it with people with varying tastes.
Yeah.
A plate with the cheese, the chips, and if you want chicken or whatever you want on there, and then all of the accoutrement on the side.
I'd rather just not get nachos.
You mean like sour cream, guac,
jalapenos, all that stuff. Or do you want it all on there?
Why would you raw dog that?
Because some people don't like it as much.
Who cares about anybody else? Like, put it on top of the...
I'm just curious for your point of view.
I put it all on the top and I order more for the table.
Fully loaded or not for me?
Really?
Yeah. I want everything on it, or otherwise keep it has them. To I'd be rather a, get mozzarella sticks.
It has to be a nacho orgy. Everything's going on right in the nachos. Got to be on the bottom, too. I don't want to get down in the bottom of the chips and there's nothing left. There's no salsa. There's no sour cream. Right. I want it all there. Unlike you, Greg, I take my little area, my portion, and I put it on my plate, but I need it all on it.
All right. Well, is that it?
We have one more, and it's for Wiggy.
All right.
We believe we've found a candidate that's running for Congress that you can get behind. Her name's Sally Duvall. Okay. She's running in Texas as a Democrat. Her commercial that Mitch has for you starts with her smoking a joint and ends with her ripping a bong.
Oh.
There's Sally.
All right.
Okay.
She is supportive of the marijuana.
All right. Good for Sally.
Yeah.
It's better than alcohol.
Sure is.
I mean, there's a liquor store on every corner, but you're complaining about weed.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, my God, I can't take it.
It seems like she rolls her own joints,
good
too.
Good for Sally. So, I bet she enjoys life. But she's a, what is she? You said she's in, where is she?
Texas.
My campaign would be, don't be a Sally, vote Duvall.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
She loves the Cumbie's pizza.
Definitely.
She's got a bag of Funyuns right next to her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
We can hear the ad if you'd like.
Yeah, sure.
My name is Sally Duvall, and I'm running for the Texas House of Representatives. They arrest people every day for marijuana possession, but they don't have the funding to test if it's illegal marijuana or a federally legal hemp product. Our laws are confusing and unclear. Texans should have the freedom to consume these products if they want to. You can visit my website to read all about my common sense policy. I'm Sally Duvall, and I believe it's high time for change in Texas.
Oh, I get it.
Hell yeah.
I love the bong. Like the full bong rip at the end.
And the cough and everything. Good for Sally.
It sounds like a Sublime song.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Excellent news today, Courtney.
Hey,
well done.
So great job.
Her smoking that joint reminds me of the Liev Schreiber character in The Perfect Couple, which I finished yesterday.
Did you enjoy the ending?
Yeah. I thought the ending was good. I didn't love the who and who done it.
Oh, I loved that.
You did?
In the book, it's the shock that comes along with it is much better.
They were running out of people at the end, kind of on who could do it. So, but it was great. I thought it was going to be somebody different, but I will say Nicole Kidman is a great actress.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I think Curtis, did you say that yesterday on the show earlier this week?
Yeah, I think she is specifically in this role. And what was the show with, was it Hugh Grant?
Yeah, she was in another one.
Like this specific genre.
Bad ending in that one, though.
Yeah,
that's
bad
the
ending.
One, the murder.
Another murder mystery.
The affair.
In New York.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Well, I don't know. I forget what it's called.
Oh, it's not called.
The Undoing?
I don't remember.
I'm not sure if you're right about
people
that.
People are screaming
where
at the radios
his
right
Range
now.
Rover to the bridge.
Yeah. But that's
The Undoing. Well done.
Oh,
good job,
yes.
Courtney.
Well done.
She was good in that.
Can I give the spoiler of how it ends?
No.
Okay.
Give people some time for crying out loud.
It's been like three or four
like 3 years.
Oh, The Undoing.
Yes, yeah. The Undoing.
I thought you were talking about The Perfect
Me
Couple.
Too.
I just hate when it's, and Santo does too, like when it's over and over again, everything's leading me to this guy, so he must not have done it, and then it's actually that guy.
Oh, it's actually the person.
Hate it.
You
hate
don't
it.
Like that?
Like the fact that it was Hugh at the end, I'm like, that's the story. That's the show?
Yeah, that can be disappointing.
Hate it.
I agree with you. All right, we got to get to Courtney into what is trending this hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox fell to the Orioles last night 5-3. Cutter Crawford went 6 1/3, giving up 3 runs on 7 hits while striking out 6. Last one with the Orioles tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Nick Pivetta getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Alex Cora talked about Cutter Crawford's outing as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
It was great, man. He threw the ball well. The first one, it is what it is. And then he got to the cutter. Beat him to a spot, hit him the other to a pull side, but he gave us more than enough. Velocity was up, the characteristics of the fastball were really good, and gave us a chance to win.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Kyle Shanahan has clarified what Christian McCaffrey is dealing with injury-wise, saying he would have played against the Jets in that game if it had been the playoffs, and that CMC has Achilles tendonitis. He's listed as day-to-day. In golf, PGA Tour officials, including Tiger Woods, reportedly met with representatives from Saudi Arabia's public investment fund in New York yesterday. The sides are attempting to come to terms on a deal that would inject more than $1 billion from the PIF into PGA Tour enterprises. And that feeling when your knee or ankle or any joint feels like bone on bone, it's time to call Ortho Laser New England. If you've got a torn ligament, tendon, it's also time to call Ortho Laser New England. Heal your joints at ortholaser with a Z-N-E.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 59 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high, sunny 76.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow on this show, the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, at 6:45. He will join us as he does every Thursday during this football season. And the front office report, Red Sox front office report at 9 with Sam Kennedy.
We're back.
Our first chance to ask Sam Kennedy about the Courtney bomb. A few weeks ago when it came to Celtics ownership, and we've heard not much.
Should be interesting.
Not much about who will be the next owner of the Boston Celtics. Announcement coming at some point, I guess, once all the bids are properly in and the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. You're a Bezos guy, so I understand.
But then
that.
The Courtney bomb, you know, who knows? Uh-huh. Who knows? I mean, could be some juicy nuggets tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, let's just see what happens.
Yeah,
I mean, the Red Sox game the other night was pretty good.
I'm guessing no comment when it comes to that. This is Jacob from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
What's up?
Listen, I've never called into the show before, but I heard, I think it was Greg's comment about Cumberland Farms pizza being the best.
Yeah, okay, and, go ahead. Come at me, go ahead. I mean, people have been coming at me on the text line. Fine, go ahead.
Okay, listen, I've got a lot of poor quality, cheap, horrible gas station food in my time. And I'll tell you what, Cumberland Farms is one of the most subpar of them all. I think Irving has it beat.
Who hasn't beat?
Urban's,
you said? I think Irving has you guys Irving. Beat. Irving is way better than
Irving. Yeah. Irving is generally only in the northern New England states. Like, that's a New Hampshire, Maine thing.
Right.
So, I would argue that, I mean, without having it, I can't. I'm just telling you that the Cumbie's pizza is impressive for what your expectation is.
What's that pizza that was brought in here one time that they serve at a gas station convenience store? They brought us in one time. It was pretty good pizza, but I guess
you're talking about like 5 years ago when we were talking about the place that's an actual pizza place in a gas station.
Oh, is that
like
what that was? Okay.
Yeah, it's like in Danvers or something.
I
like
can't
that.
Remember
that
where it was. Maybe Billerica or something like that. Yeah, remember they brought the pizza in?
Yes. Curtis, do you remember that?
I do. It was literally I'm just Wiggy's brain is just so amazing.
Well, no, I didn't know because we were talking about
I'm doing a DIY project right now, so just bear with me. I'm putting Pudgy up on the wall.
Well, I was thinking
what are you doing?
I got my Mark Mingles, who is the greatest guy in the history of all guys, just got me all my sticky tabs, so I've literally never hung anything on a wall.
Oh gosh, a man doing
So I am trying this right now.
What's the problem with a man doing a thing?
Let's see where...
I am awful. I mean, my hand-eye coordination ranks a little bit below Greg's.
So this is an important moment. I can't believe you were just going to do this without doing it on the show, on YouTube, and on Twitch.
So I'll let you know when I'm ready. I've already screwed up one of them, but I'll figure it out.
Shouldn't it go in like his area, like so we can pay, what's it, homage?
Well, the H is silent.
Is it homage?
Yep.
All right, okay.
Homage.
Homage.
It's close enough.
All right, you know,
let's
you know
not
what I'm
be
trying.
Picky.
So, like, down on the, like, in his little area, you know, and we
can. Have you ever noticed that Wiggy can make almost any word sound like a terrorist organization?
It's true. All right, here he is. He's going on the wall.
Are you
going
to put him on the wall?
Yep, hold on.
All right.
So that was artwork done by the official courtroom artist of the Greg Hill Show, Sensei. And a beautiful artistic
we gotta see where he's putting it.
Of the Greg Hill Show mascot, Pudge, Curtis's late dog.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's
a good area.
Good area.
You know, that's where you put it right there.
Crisscross applesauce.
He's doing that weird crisscross thing that he does.
I don't know how he does that.
Cross-legged sitting.
I can never do that.
It's weird.
But that's a good spot.
While we watch Curtis do this, can I ask you guys a question? A marital question that Santo and I went through two nights ago.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So I had texted Santo had told me that he was stopping Monday night on his way home to get some things from Trader Joe's. I had gone grocery shopping that day, but there were a few frozen items that he wanted from Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, I said, when you're there, could you pick up some flowers?
All right.
Tell me he got the root beer float popsicles that they have at Trader Blow's.
No.
They are pretty good. I think I've recommended them.
Yeah, you have
recommended them on the show before.
That was like 3 years ago, but I remember.
They're fire.
Okay, we may have to go back for those.
But anyway, yeah.
And so the cutie comes home. He got a bunch of the frozen items, and then he's holding two pots of mums. If Mitch has the photo of what he came home with.
You said get flowers.
Yes, right. I said get flowers, and then he came home with mums.
Those are flowers,
right
now. Okay, right. So shine. Exactly. So okay. I was, you know, he looked so proud. He was excited to bring them home. He's a seasonal guy, you know, clearly. But I said, this is a learning opportunity.
All right.
Unfortunately, we don't have a front porch, a yard, pots outside to put these beautiful mums.
Uh-huh.
So those are not going to be able to go anywhere.
They're flowers.
Yeah, why can't you put them in a pot in the house?
What is the problem?
Yeah,
you asked him to do something and he did it.
And he did. And he said, well, the flowers, the stemmed flowers all looked wilted.
Right.
So I got these and I said, that was really, really nice. And he said, can we just cut them and put them into a vase?
You people are never happy.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
If you want flowers and you're not happy with what he got, go get them yourself.
Yeah, no,
what's wrong with those, though? I don't get it.
Because they're potted. These are like potted plants,
but can't
basically.
You get a little pot and put in the house? I feel like people do that all the time.
Yeah.
These are really supposed to be outside in the fall, like in pots on your front
porch.
Sounds
like you're too picky.
No. I just think that this is a difference between men and women. Like, I posted it on my story. So many of girls responded laughing hysterically. It's so cute. But it was just...
I don't know. I feel like you're asking him to be a florist here.
Right. And it's not cute, Courtney. It's called annoying.
Yeah.
It's not a cute thing. Like, it's annoying. Like, if you don't like it, you know what? Take your ass to the Trader Joe's and get the flowers that you want.
Listen, I didn't get mad
Sounds
at him
annoying.
For it. I just was explaining to him
but
that
now
we don't...
Now you're belittling him. You're talking to him like he's a five-year-old.
I'm not belittling him.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Because, like, what kind of flowers did you want him to bring home? Roses? Lilies?
No, any type of... Like, those flowers would be fine, but if they're stems so you can put them in a vase, you can't put those in a vase.
You and your ilk are never satisfied.
Why do you need to put them in a vase?
Because that's dirt at the bottom. Like, where the yellow and orange is, that's a pot of dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you put them
in flowers like grow in dirt. That's kind of what they do.
And they sell big enough pots where you could put them in your house.
Yes.
I mean, I think if you told any man, please get me some flowers, they would bring those home from Trader Joe's.
Like, no, I don't think most people, like, I don't think any woman would bring those home to their apartment from Trader Joe's.
If you
have a house, that's one thing. But
really?
An apartment, you can't have those in an apartment.
Sounds like you're too picky.
No, I'm not.
That's
any type of flower,
like.
But you can't. Oh my God. This is crazy to me because so many of Santo's friends texted him and said, oh my God, you know, ex whoever, like their wife or girlfriend, was laughing at Courtney's Instagram, and I had no idea what was wrong with it.
Because you're high maintenance.
I'm not high maintenance.
Yes,
every other girl was agreed with me.
They're all high maintenance.
Can I give a way to fix this going forward?
Yeah.
And it's not to blame the middleman or woman, but at Trader Joe's, if there is a guy on his own checking out with those flowers, there should be someone that goes, oh, what are you getting these for?
Yes.
I'm serious.
That's like, now you're like blaming, it's like your
I'm
lead
not.
This morning. You're blaming the Trader Joe's people, like the smartphones, for the poor performance.
Or we could, or Courtney could have just been like, more specific with what kind
of
flowers to get.
So, Curtis, you're on my side. You understand why this is funny.
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
If you go to a grocery store and you're buying flowers and they're in a bed of soil, then those are probably the wrong ones.
It's Courtney's fault because Shime's spot on. You should have been like, or maybe Greg just said it, hey, Santo, go pick up this specific flower, whatever you, because you just said go pick up random flowers.
Right. Well, any flowers.
That's your fault.
But those go
those
into a pot. Like,
yeah,
you guys are missing the point.
Guys don't know
what
that.
Type
but then you need to specify that.
Right. Apparently, this is a big thing. Like a 978 texter says, this is the most classic husband mistake ever.
Yeah.
All of us with well-meaning but dumb husbands have suffered this fate.
I don't think this is a dumb thing.
No. Well, that's what
she asked for flowers. He brought flowers.
Right.
Like, it's this.
Like, no, and the people saying
saying he's dumb is like her saying, bring me flowers, and he brings home a steak.
The people saying Courtney needs them to cost three times more. No, these actually are probably more expensive than just the stemmed flowers that you put into a vase. You can't put, like, I had to throw away all this dirt. The dirt was everywhere. Like, it is so crazy to
me. Can you be honest? What did you say verbatim when Santo came in the house?
I said, I'm going to say something, and I don't want you to get upset about it.
Oh, God.
I really
the worst.
Get upset.
I want to explain to you that when we have a house one day, these would be gorgeous.
Oh.
They'd be perfect, but we don't have anywhere to put them in the apartment because they're in dirt.
What did he mutter under his breath?
He said,
could you hear it?
He said, can't we just cut them?
Wiggy.
Said,
right.
Yes.
This
yes.
reminds me of The Office.
And that's what we did.
When Pam was trying to get Michael away to stop lighting himself on fire proposing.
Right.
And she said, you've had two really good ideas today. One was great and one was awful.
It's like just Santo going, hey, Courtney, go by our Home Depot and get me a 1/8 socket wrench. And she comes back with a or he goes,
I would have Googled a socket wrench.
Or he says to you, hey, go to Home Depot and I need some type of tool, but you don't specify. And you come back with maybe
it's like
a screwdriver.
Yeah, it's like, Wiggy, go get me a screwdriver. And you come back with a flathead. I'm like, no, I need a Phillips head.
Right.
You know what, guys?
It's your fault.
We finally have understood this because we are always told that men are not thoughtful or compassionate and women are all those things. You know what? At Home Depot, men go out of their way to ensure the women and men that go there leave with the device they were sent to pick up because they know it's a pain in the ass to get to Home Depot and get home. But you know what I'm saying? At every 50 feet at Home Depot, there's a nice gentleman who can point you in the exact direction for the exact thing you need. When it comes to flowers, it's like every man for himself. The point is the guy to come home and look like a dunce.
Yeah, but the
you know what I mean?
Set up for us to
right.
fail.
But it's on her.
Yes.
She says get flowers.
I bring flowers home every time we go to Trader Joe's, and he always sees the same type of flowers that I get, that it's stemmed. The fact he tried to go above and beyond, and he was so happy about it, bringing home two potted plants.
He should be happy for
him. You can't do anything with those.
You
stick them in a pot.
You know what you sound like?
And
I'm grateful.
Oh, my God.
All those things.
You know what you sound like? A man who's done this before.
No.
That's what you sound like.
Know what I do? When my wife says, go pick something up, I go there, I FaceTime, I say, is this exactly what you want? So I don't make the mistake to come home with something. And then I'm like, well, you didn't tell me what it is. You can't. That's the problem sometimes with women. We can't read your mind. Tell him exactly what you want. And then when he does a good gesture, he goes there, he's thinking he's doing a good thing. He comes home, and guess what you're doing? Riding his ass. Poor guy feels like, damn.
Feels like a cucumber.
This is Nate. Hello, Nate.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Nothing much. Courtney, come on. Listen, you should give the guy so much credit that he was so happy to come in with these things, but that's the thing with you guys. You guys are never satisfied.
Mm-hmm, right.
And the thing is, you're setting them up because the thing is now you're prepping them for that honey to-do list that he's never going to finish. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the guy's trying and trying and trying, and you guys just give him an inch and let him feel like he's like the man. And that's the thing. You're taking it away. And Curtis, stop, man. Your man card should be taken away. Oh, he should be. And somebody should be sitting there telling him what to do. And this is how you do it. And this and that. Like, stop, Curtis.
Yeah, I'm a real man. I've never bought flowers.
No. Sometimes
I have huge balls.
You like to swing when wherever the wind is blowing, so please stop. And that's
I swing. Where's the wind blowing?
Oh, you tell me today, because where you're swinging today, I don't think it's in the right direction. But anyway, you guys have a good day.
If
you're clearly buying the wrong thing, so if I went to if I went to the deli today and I said I need 7 pounds of turkey,
right.
They'd say, "Are you sure?"
Right.
Why not have that in the floral department?
Oh my God, and all these people, Santo, divorce her. You guys are a bunch of angry men in this
Courtney,
chat right
you're
now.
The
like,
poor guy, you're riding his
ego.
Ass.
No,
setting
I'm not
him up
riding
to fail.
Anyone's
That's
ass unless it's a really, you know, romantic evening. Santo and I are having a conversation, and the fact that I'm bringing it to air, obviously Santo has okayed me to talk about this or to post it on my story. So everyone, shut up.
Here's what I would recommend.
A bunch of sensitive Sallys in this that have been like, women suck. Okay, well, that's why you're never getting laid.
Here's what Mrs.
Oh, so if he brought the cut flowers home,
he would have got. He would have gotten some.
It would have been fireworks.
It was fireworks no matter what. I thought it was such a beautiful, cute thing that he came home so proud of these two potted mums. But you can't do anything with them in an apartment.
Yeah. But you shut
them
down.
In a pot.
Shut up.
Mum's the word.
You know,
Chime has a house.
You know,
so that's why.
No. We have like but we don't have a yard. We have potted plants.
But you have a front porch.
Oh,
no, we don't
have
a porch.
Because you're basically now you're throwing out there
the
opportunity for him to get lucky, which means that it's essentially you're rewarding him for doing what you want to do. You're like, potted plants, missionary, cut flowers, mouth hug.
That potted plant.
That doesn't sound right to me either. Yeah. And when it comes
Welcome to America. This is a tale as old as time.
Okay. I feel bad for Santa.
Oh, please, Wiggy. Be quiet.
You know, Mrs. Wiggins, she would have been like, hey.
Mrs.
I'm
Wiggins
happy.
Would have said the same thing.
No, she wouldn't have.
She would have said,
she would have said, listen, I really like the flowers. I really enjoy them.
I'm on Santo's side on this one.
Oh,
sorry.
You guys are
I feel bad
sorry.
For
us.
All right, we got to take a break, but we will be right back.
A plus.
Well, sounds like if the flowers v. potted plants incident occurs again, it's going to be flowers on Santo's grave.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad for Sandro.
You sound like you're training a dog.
No,
yes.
I'm
like
not.
When you're like, it's a learning lesson.
Right. Yep.
Sounds like you're training an animal.
Santo just texts me, A-plus radio, love you. So I'm not the wife from hell. Thank you very much. And keep calling me a bitch. I am one.
He's probably scared to death.
This is Dave from Natick. Hey, Dave.
Hey, I got a great idea for a segment. How about you call it Toxic Femininity and the Men That Put Up With It?
I like it.
For all of the gentlemen in their 20s who've got, you know, moonlight in their eyes and rainbows in their future, go back and watch a couple seasons of Married with Children. I used to think Al Bundy was a pathetic character, but it's really a documentary. He's a prophet.
That's tough. You know what?
Say it.
I'm fond of the phrase that marriage was a great concept back when people lived to be 40.
Is there any doubt that maybe not the number one thing, but one of the great benefits of being a woman in a relationship with a man is you have someone to make fun of when you talk to your girlfriends?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like that, if they couldn't mock us, they literally would have nothing to talk about.
Yeah. That's why you should know as a woman that we are dummies, so you need to explain to us exactly what it is. With no loopholes, nothing. So, like the Curtis,
no
you'll
confusion.
Have with
so there
the
can
Michael
be no
Scott.
Confusion.
Yes, explain it to me like I'm a 4-year-old.
Right.
That's it.
Santo's the smartest person I know, so I did not think that I needed to explain
Courtney.
To him. But
Courtney,
you know?
Come on, he's a guy. He might be smart, but come on, he's a guy. When it comes to
well, he just
lady
has seen,
things,
we have a vase in our apartment that it's always filled with flowers.
Right.
They died. He always sees me bring home flowers to fill them.
Yeah.
So I thought he'd know.
Did you think he notices the vase of flowers?
You assumed. This is David from one of Wiggy's favorite cities, from Atlanta. Hello, David.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Great pull on the song by Shime. I was thinking Hot House Flowers, but Stones Will Always
Great.
Work.
I love that band. They had one hit, Hot House Flowers.
They did.
Coco, I'm going to preface my theory by saying that I've been married for 25 years this past July, and I've brought plenty of things. I've brought plenty of things home and found out that I was a huge disappointment, and I was excited walking in the front door as well. But I get the feeling that you were 50-50 before you started this story or asked this question, that should I go douche move ruling or should I go, I just have a question. I'm not quite sure. You fell on this side, maybe 51-49, so that's fine, but I think he thought the question was coming. You mentioned seasonality. I think Sandro thought the question was coming as the fall was approaching, not we need to replace the flowers in the vase. So I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass, and I think you've been a little hard on him.
It sounds like the guy bought what was available.
Right.
He was at the checkout thing, and he said you sent a text and said, get flowers.
That's it.
And he sees some mums in a pot. Right. It's flowers.
The roses might probably be dead looking.
He didn't know that you were going to be a jackass about it.
Amazing. Jackass, bitch.
Did you
how the cookie crumbles, I guess.
Did you scold him?
No, I didn't scold him. It was a learning moment where I said, we live in an apartment.
Learning moment? What is he, a toddler?
That's almost more demeaning.
What are you teaching him not to touch the hot stove?
I don't know. You guys teach me something every single day. Everyone's like, you went to BC. You're dumb. Yeah? Your point? Like, move on.
This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Cardi, are you serious right now?
Yes.
Let me tell you something, Cardi. The guy goes out, he goes out of his way, he's probably looking at it, okay, you know, you got to he comes in with the flowers, don't have to, you should just bang the guy. Come on, bang the guy.
Holy cow!
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
He did something good. He should, like you said, he should give him a little treat when he comes home.
He gets plenty.
This is Rob from Bridgewater. What's up, Rob?
Hey, everyone. How you guys doing? Coco, been married 24 years. I get very strict instructions. Buy hydrangeas at Whole Foods. Buy daisies at Roche Brothers. You need to be direct.
That's the issue, I guess.
Yeah. I go to Star Market.
I guess maybe Courtney, when she brought this up, is right.
Does Brady shop there, Curtis?
No, the company does, so I like to support who supports us.
There we go. Excellent.
Rob is right, where men require
specific
instructions when it comes to things that they're not familiar with,
yeah.
I guess.
I feel like it's like, that would be like if Lauren said, hey, can you pick up a vegetable tonight for dinner, and I come home with asparagus, and she's like, nope, not this vegetable.
Well, no, you can still use it. That's the difference.
But you can still use those plants, Courtney.
But like, they're not going to live now. Literally, I cut them all.
You can put them in a pot and then water them.
Yeah,
I don't have a pot. I live in an apartment.
You can buy a pot.
You can buy a pot.
Trader Joe's.
Oh, my. Have you ever been inside Trader Joe's?
I've been into a million grocery stores.
Okay, there's no pots just hanging around.
There are pots in every grocery store.
You
can
go to Walmart or Shaw's or wherever. You can find a pot.
Here's a good analogy, Greg. Let's say you told Lindsay to go get you a roast. Yeah. She may come back with just like a pot roast when you really wanted a standing rib roast or something like that. If she brought back something that had roast on it and you got mad at her, she would say, you asked for it, I got it.
Right.
Shut up.
Right.
Not speaking specifically for her, but... Yeah.
Oh, Santo can't
never
do that. Santo,
she would say, thank you. Good.
Tell Courtney to shut up. We already know that ain't happening. No,
she would say, I got the roast, and I also got a pair of Louboutins while I was out.
And you would say, I appreciate it.
I would say, great, thanks. More shoes. He'd never have enough shoes, really.
Women love shoes.
How did the outfits work out for the wedding?
Oh, let me tell you something.
Gorge.
Worked out great. And the shoes worked out okay.
We also haven't talked about this wedding enough. Like, when I tell you it was the wildest weekend of my life, I will never, ever in my life experience something like that again. Like, this couple, their families were so generous from start to finish. Like, you didn't want or need for one thing the entire time you were there. You weren't confused at all the entire... There were people at every corner telling you where you needed to be, what time, get on this bus, go here. The drinks, the food. I was stuffed full the entire time. It was unbelievable. I didn't even know that someone could create what we saw this weekend.
Yeah. I'm just disappointed because I took several photos of the celebrity guests and then tried to sell them to TMZ. And
Nobody wanted them.
Didn't buy any of them.
Oh, well, my God.
See, you'd have to take a photo of Jay-Z taking down one of the bridesmaids or something like that.
I got... If you're watching the show on Twitch, I think Mitch can share with you the photo that I got of Mr. Carter, Wiggy. And I tried to see if I could get a little cash for that, but it was
somebody
beat me to the punch.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
That stuff is everywhere. It was on the Today Show.
I saw the video on video on like the Shade Room or something with Beyonce dancing.
Yeah, you sent it, and then we told you that was the one.
Yes.
Well, no, I didn't.
And then I could see Greg in the corner of the video.
There he is. I like that look by Jay-Z.
He looked so handsome.
Yeah, that's smooth.
That is a great combo.
It's smooth right there.
And if Santa was wondering, those are hydrangeas in the background.
Right. Bring those home next time, Santa. Yeah,
they were very nice, though. I got to tell you, they talked to everybody there.
They were very cool.
They're not Jay-Z and Beyonce. Very nice people.
Well, the video I saw, she was on the dance floor dancing.
Yep.
And I didn't realize. I was like, at first, I didn't realize it, and I don't even know how I kind of came about it. And I was like, damn, that's pretty cool that the wedding you went to, they had Jay-Z and Beyonce there.
Oh, it was nice. I said to Jay, I said, I also have 99 problems.
Right.
Okay. I bet he loved that.
It was a long way to get there.
I did tell him I loved his jacket.
Did you also say, hey, Jay, I understand what it's like to be big pimping too.
All right. We got to take a break.
Can't hard knock muscle.
It's a hard knock life, Wiggy.
It is.
We will be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.